application freely.
Without any reservation?
Without any reservation.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And congratulations, you are now all United States citizens.
The sound of newly naturalized citizens swearing the Oath of Allegiance. According to a new report from the Urban Institute, the profile of those new citizens and others like them is changing, and their numbers are growing. Michael Fix co-authored the study. He's director of the Immigration Studies Program at the Urban Institute. He joins us now on the phone from his office here in Washington, and welcome.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Your report found that the numbers of eligible migrants who became naturalized citizens is going way up. Tell us about those, and what's the reason for this increase?
Well, what we found was very interesting, that after bumping along and not really changing very much at about 6.5 million people from about 1970 to 1995, the number of naturalized citizens jumps between 1995 and the year 2002 to about 11 million.
And
we don't just see a rise in the numbers, too. We also see a rise in the rate at which people naturalize. And it goes and it starts back in 1970, there's a fairly high naturalization rate of 64%. But it goes down, and it goes down until the early 1990s, and then it drops to about 40%, and then it rises to about 50%. So there's not just an increase in numbers. There seems to be an increase in the propensity among illegal immigrants to naturalize.
And, of course, we think of maybe 100 years ago as the great age of immigration. You say, in fact, it's right now.
Well, that's right. The last two, if you look at the last two decades, we admit there are more immigrants entered the United States during each of the last two decades than came in any other decade in the United States history. And it's these big numbers, these big flows, which are underneath some of these trends that we talk about.
And where are these new citizens from?
The new citizens are from Asia. They are from Mexico. One of the things we see in our study is a rise in the rate of naturalization among Asian populations. But we also see a rise in the rate of naturalization among the Mexican population, which goes from about 19% to about 35%. This is something striking. And what we also see, which is interesting, is a high naturalization rate among the refugees who come to America fleeing persecution. Refugees are interesting because they're the beneficiaries of probably our only targeted integration program for immigrants, the Refugee Resettlement Program, and we're wondering if this has some effect down the road around naturalization.
One of the things your study found is that the immigrants arriving have a relatively low proficiency in English, are relatively poorly educated, most less than a ninth grade education, and literacy is another problem. But what skills and knowledge are they bringing with them?
Well, let me just talk a little bit about that. When you look at the immigrant population, it looks more like an hourglass. That is to say, there are lots of skilled, highly educated immigrants who are entering the United States. And in fact, immigrants are more likely to have a college education than the native population. But what you also see is there's a lot of immigrants who enter the United States with comparatively low educations. And so what we saw when we looked at the pool of immigrants who are now eligible to naturalize, the pool of people who are now eligible to naturalize, we found was about 60% didn't speak English well, about a quarter of that population had less than a ninth grade education, and about 40% had incomes under 200% of poverty.
We have, again, this image of a nation of immigrants, people arriving from all over the world for any number of reasons, but most of them having to do with economic opportunity. Is that still the motivating factor for all of these people who are coming to this country?
Well, I mean, there's three great motives for people coming to the United States. The first is jobs and work. The second is family reunification. We can't forget that immigration is a service that we provide to American citizens to reunite with their family abroad. And the third major imperative for immigration is humanitarian reasons, people fleeing persecution who are admitted as refugees or as asylees. But we do see among the immigrant population, particularly the immigrant male population, is quite high rates of workforce participation. So work is really, really very important here.
Thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be here.
Michael Fix is director of the Immigration Studies Program at the Urban Institute here in Washington, D.C. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.